No obstacles? You are probably not going anywhere. I am talking about obstacles to learning, obstacles to growing, obstacles to living a life you can love. Obstacles are the path. Obstacles are the main ingredient of every story worth reading. Overcoming obstacles is what creates a life worth living, what creates a life worth reading about, worth writing about. This all sounds counterintuitive. We think an open road and smooth sailing is what will make us happy, but we are mistaken. A life without obstacles, a life without challenges is boring. What makes for a life you love is that you are going somewhere. And then there are the obstacles. Obstacles to overcome are what makes life really an experience we enjoy. And yet, when I observe people, they have a relationship to obstacles that is either, "This shouldn't be. I don't like obstacles. This is the way I am." Or are totally invisible. How do you know what are the obstacles with your name on them? Even before you meet them? I have learned in the 7 Builders course, people could not see what the builders were in their way to the horizon. To the life they wanted to live. No idea. If you don't know your obstacles, then your life is going to be a lot of false starts, lots of turns and tries and failures. Because unless you know what you're up against, you cannot be prepared. And it is a tad late to dig a well when you are already thirsty. T.R. Vicker said, "When something is not working, there is something you don't know. For knowledge is power." This article isn't about how to overcome obstacles, it is about how to identify obstacles. Your inner world obstacles. Specifically, what does your soul correction predetermines as your obstacles? Your soul correction is about what are your soul's obstacles in the game that got set up at the time of the Big Bang. Thinking obstacles, thinking mistakes. Mindset stuff. Inner world stuff. Without endeavoring to correct these thinking mistakes, your soul will keep you miserable for the length of your life. That is the nature of the soul. It is only interested that you do what you need to do to correct your soul correction. Why? I don't know. What is the most important element? Your thinking. Unless you train your thinking remains entirely given by your soul correction. My task is to ferret out what are the thinking mistakes, thinking errors that are specifically given by your soul correction. Soul correction is numerology. Your date of birth is used to get your 3 numbers. Example, my soul correction is 34. It comes from adding up the digits of my date of birth, September 4th, 1047. My 3 numbers are 3, 4, and 7. These 3 numbers are what give me the 3 or more obstacles in thinking. Unless I train my thinking, these thinking mistakes will keep me the same, keep me unsuccessful, and keep me unfulfilled. Counter to all public opinion, it is not your IQ, not even your DNA capacities, but your willingness to change and train your thinking that will decide how successful you will be in life. Recently I have embarked on courses given by Sean D'Souza. Courses where all I have known is useless, only doing things matter. Doing them in a certain way. So I have embarked to learn to do things differently, and learn to do things I haven't ever done before. I am having a hell of a time, and not in a good way. This article is as much about my struggle as it is about teaching you something that can change your life for the better. In this new experience, I can see that the biggest obstacles to learning to do something are the same as the obstacles to new ways of thinking, to growing, and to living a life that makes me feel fulfilled, joyful, and harmonious. I am listing here all the possible obstacles one can have. But this may be a growing list. Obstacles to thinking. 1. Comparing. 2. Thinking you already know. 3. Unwillingness to take risks, choosing, deciding. 4. Unwillingness to lose. 5. Lying and considering it a valid move. 6. Not being coachable, guidable. Instead thinking that you know better. 7. Thinking yourself important. 8. Starting without developing a strategy, without fully understanding the game. Acting fast with incomplete and imperfect information. 9. Being result-oriented instead of being process-oriented. 10. Emotional instability, not willing to take the neutral ground. 11. Not asking enough clarifying questions. 12. Not be willing to think probabilities. Being firmly entrenched in either losing or winning ideation. 13. Being more interested in the other and the powers that be, than how you play the game. 14. Thinking it should be smooth sailing. I have just begun this thought process, but with time I am confident that I am going to be able to list the thinking obstacles of each numerical component of a soul correction. My soul correction is 34, which means my numbers are 3, 4, and 7. My initial insight are about the meanings of my numbers. 3 means you compare yourself to others, which is expressed in obstacles number 1 and number 13 on the above list. 4 is all about growth, forceful growth, not looking left, not looking right, plowing through. Number 2, number 6, number 8, number 11 on the list. 7 is all about knowing without knowing, intuition. That makes a soul correction arrogant. Obstacle number 14, wanting smooth sailing. Resisting and avoiding confrontation and adversity and structure. Can you help me? If you feel like helping me, you can email me what you can see about yourself, what obstacles you think is standing in your way. If you know your soul correction, then mention that. If you don't, send me your full date of birth so I can calculate your soul correction. In the meantime, you may want to consider signing up to the Habits Workshop this coming Saturday. Why? Because habits can be thinking, acting, emotional, and unless we learn how to form new habits, weaken old ones, we can never change our lives for the better. Habits are not easy to change. And your habitual way of being, acting, and thinking is what has created the life you either love or not love. Maybe you can see that it is predominantly thinking habits that need to be corrected, and new thinking habits need to be developed. I see that it is worth my time to develop this Saturday's short course into a full course. The course is beginner level, but is also useful for advanced students. It is inexpensive, especially if you consider that I only take 6 students in a class, so it is almost like you get a whole private session for 90% off. Enroll in the Habits webinar. Go to www.yourvibration.com/habits.